AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Iowa Republicans will begin the process of nominating a presidential candidate in tomorrow's caucuses. ABC political director Rick Klein says a Des Moines Register poll shows that former President Trump is the man to beat.
This is the most closely watched poll, the most respected poll in Iowa, and it shows that Donald Trump is indeed in commanding position going in tomorrow. The surprise, though, is in second place. Nikki Haley now ahead of Ron DeSantis very narrowly. It's going to be a dogfight and a photo finish for second, but Ron DeSantis finishing in third would be devastating for his campaign.
A major question is how the weather could affect turnout. Temperatures tomorrow expected to be the lowest on record for the caucuses. Extreme cold has swept the nation. It's being blamed for thousands of flight cancellations. There's heavy snow expected today in western New York. And unofficial U.S. delegations arrived in Taiwan to meet with the newly elected president. China's foreign ministry said U.S. congratulations violate the One China policy. This is ABC News. Today marks 100 days of war between Israel and Hamas.
In Washington, D.C. Saturday, a pro-Gaza rally calling for a ceasefire as the death toll rises. In the 100 days of the Israel-Hamas war, 1% of the population has died in the enclave made up of 2.3 million residents. The UN Palestinian Relief Agency estimates 1.9 million have been displaced. And with little or no food, water, or medicine, the majority are facing a looming famine. The aid shipments not enough as the fighting escalates. The U.S. pushing to get more aid in and agreement on a post-war plan for Gaza. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The University of Alabama introduced its new football coach, Kalen DeBoer, who leaves Washington to take over for the legendary Nick Saban.
I need to thank some people back at Washington, and it's a special place to me. It really is, and this was one of the few places, maybe the only place, that I would have ever left to come coach at, because I understand what Alabama football is all about.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Studies show more than half of the U.S. Latino population lives in states with the highest impacts of climate change. A new report outlines how that's challenging their health, their livelihoods, and their cultural legacy. Here's Mike Moe.
The report from the Hispanic Access Foundation details those impacts. Conservation Program Manager Vanessa Munoz says Latinos in every state are experiencing challenges to their mental health and identity due to climate change.
Some places might suffer severe temperatures and others might be more exposed to flooding or to a lot of wildfires, which is often where a lot of the Latino communities reside.
In Wisconsin, the DNR says communities of color often bear the brunt of air pollution and extreme weather events fueled by climate change. And state health officials say Latinos are the fastest growing racial and ethnic population in Wisconsin. According to the Pew Research Center, 71% of Latino adults around the country say climate change already affects their local community. To promote what she calls a just transition towards a climate-friendly economy for all people, Munoz says the report includes a toolkit and policy recommendations to help communities better preserve their Latino heritage.
One of the ways it's joining groups and forces to really protect our lands and prevent that from expanding, to prevent further loss and damage, which is necessary in these times of climate change.
Latinos are projected to make up 30% of the U.S. population by 2050, and over half reside in states with the highest levels of climate change threats. The Hispanic Access Foundation released its cultural erosion report at the recent COP28 conference in Dubai. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Keyshawn Nixon named to the All-Pro team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon is in his second year of returning kickoffs and once again has been named to the AP's All-Pro first team. Matt LaFleur.
What an honor for everybody, because he can't do that alone. There's a lot of guys that are, you know, blocking for him, doing what they do, and so it's a credit to that whole unit, and certainly he's an incredible talent.
Keyshawn Nixon asked, what does it mean to be named the best kickoff returner in the league for a second consecutive year?
I think it's big for me. me and my accomplishment, but it's kudos to everybody. It always starts with the return unit, but for me, my accomplishments, they tell me some stat like the only people that ever go back-to-back was like Devin Hester and Cordell Patterson, so that's a hell of a group to be with.
The Packers take on the Cowboys in Dallas in the wild card playoffs Sunday. Has he ever returned one at AT&T Stadium?
I've never played in Dallas. It's going to be brand new for me.
That's the Packers kick returner, Keyshawn Nixon. For sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing Do you feel me? What we want. Wow.
Breathing, rest his head on a pillow made of concrete. Again. Days
died and you just died and you watched. I died and you walked by and said, no, I'm dead.
It's a game that I hate to lose, and I'm feeling the strain. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away? Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I can do. The world outside looks so unkind, and I'm counting on you. Carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Won't you take me away?
Sun, put it her down.
Jack FM's no request policy only applies to music. So, Carla, here's your request.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory in effect with wind chills as cold as 30 below zero at times. We'll see mostly cloudy skies. Our highs will average between 0 and 5 above with blustery west winds. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies will be close to 10 below zero. Right now, it's 5 below.
This bunch of songs in a row and Jack FM has excellent hand-eye coordination.
What it sounds like when Jack FM is milking the clock.
103.1. Jack FM.
Comes Hey, Jack, I've fallen and I can't get up.
FM becomes a purchasing influencer.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory in effect with wind chills as cold as 30 below zero at times. We'll see mostly cloudy skies. Our highs will average between 0 and 5 above with blustery west winds. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies will be close to 10 below zero. Right now, it's 5 below.
103.1.
Jack Crazy. SF. Crazy delicious.
Jack FM inherited playing what we want from our mother's side of the family. If you or someone you know has been slapped at an award ceremony, call 866-930-JACK.
Green. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Hey, Jack, I found your keys, man. They were in the cooler.